This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The funeral of Desmond Tutu, South Africa's Nobel Peace Prize winning icon, is to take place on New Year's Day in Cape Town, according to officials on Monday. Thabo Makgoba, the Archbishop of Cape Town, said the service will be held at St. George's Cathedral, known during Tutu's guidance as the People's Cathedral, at 10 a.m., where his ashes will also be interred. Arrangements for the public to pay respects on the days leading up to the funeral, including Tutu lying in state, have also been announced but are subject to further notices due to possible COVID-19 restrictions. Several events in South Africa are being planned to honor Tutu's life. Authorities in Eastern Congo announced an evening curfew and new security checkpoints on Sunday, fearing more violence after a suicide bomber killed five people in the first attack of its kind in the region. Beni Mayor Narcisse Mituba, a police colonel, warned hotels, churches, and bars in the town of Beni they needed to add security guards with metal detectors because the people he called terrorists could strike again. Somalia's president said on Monday he suspended the prime minister for suspected corruption. It's a move the prime minister described as a coup attempt. The exchange escalated a power struggle between the two leaders. The dispute, which has gone on for several months, is widely seen as distracting the government from fighting an Islamist insurgency. President Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed accused Prime Minister Mohamed Hussein Roble of stealing land owned by the Somali National Army and of interfering with the defense ministry investigation. In response, Roble said the move was unconstitutional and aimed at derailing an ongoing election. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Israel has begun trials of a fourth dose of coronavirus vaccine in what is believed to be the first study of its kind. The trial began at Sheba Medical Center outside Tel Aviv, with 150 medical personnel who received a booster dose in August receiving a fourth shot of the Pfizer vaccine. The staff receiving the additional dose were tested and found to have low antibody levels. The trial came as Israeli officials have considered rolling out a second tranche of booster shots to its population as the country grapples with rising infections with the new Omicron variant. Iran is insisting that the United States and its allies promise to allow Tehran to export its crude oil as negotiations on restoring the tattered nuclear deal are to resume in Vienna. Iran's foreign minister said Monday that Tehran wants the upcoming round of talks to focus on achieving unfettered access to oil revenue. Tehran's landmark nuclear accord with world powers granted the nation sanctions relief in exchange for curbs on its nuclear program. But in 2018, then-President Donald Trump of the United States withdrew America from the deal and imposed sweeping sanctions on Iran, including against its oil sector, which is the lifeline of its economy. The head of Iran's judiciary on Sunday granted Christian prisoners 10 days liberty to spend the holidays with families in a rare move toward the minority community. The news came from Mizan Online, a website run by the Iran judiciary. According to local media, Christians represent just 1% of Iran's total population of 83 million. Most Christians in Iran are Armenians. They celebrate Christmas on January 6th. Iran's supreme leader often grants amnesty to prisoners or reduces their sentence to mark Muslim holidays, but it's rare for authorities to announce such measures concerning members of the Christian minority. And holiday travelers continue to experience widespread flight cancellations as the Omicron variant of the coronavirus continues to cause airline staff to call in sick. According to FlightAware.com, which tracks delays and cancellations, there have been 2,395 total flight cancellations around the world as of Monday. Since Christmas Eve, some 6,342 flights have been delayed, with more than 1,600 impacting U.S. flights. It's unclear when things might return to normal. Delta and JetBlue have reportedly asked the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to reduce quarantine times for their vaccinated employees, and some airlines are also reportedly offering bonuses to work more to cover for sick employees. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.
It's VOA 1.